Good morning. This is Mark Hale with Sand in the Gears. I made the decision to listen to Senator McCain's acceptance speech on radio. Well, sort of. After listening to Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and Sarah Palin the night before, my wife had had her fill of the Republican convention. She was going to find a more pleasant and relaxing sitcom to watch. That left me with the radio. Anyway, radio is a better medium for listening to speeches. Radio has the ability to amplify things. The wordcraft of Obama's acceptance speech is more apparent and impressive on the radio, and Palin's speech more shrill and surly. So I got a pen, some paper, plumped up a pillow, and readied myself for McCain's big speech. I don't know how long it took, but I fell asleep. John McCain's acceptance speech rendered me comatose. I woke up for his closing remarks and the delegates' bloodthirsty chants of USA, USA, USA. I can't really add McCain's speech to my total impression of the Republican convention. In general, though, I'd say the convention was a cocktail consisting of one part honey and 10 parts battery acid. Fleshed out a little, what I got from the Republicans' venture into alternative reality is this. They want us to believe the last 8 years haven't happened. That the Republicans weren't in control of all three branches of the government from 1995 to 2007. They think conservatism can fix America by pursuing the conservative policies that screwed things up in the first place. And Republicans believe liberals are the spawn of Satan. But that it doesn't hurt to sprinkle the word bipartisan here and there. So add denial, delusion, and an unhealthy dose of fear and loathing to the cocktail. Like it or not, it's a potent mix. A mix that got George W. a second term. Sure, the buzz eventually wore off, but not until George was safely elected and merrily cutting a swath of destruction. Lots of us forecast that destruction in 2000 and again in 2004, and we weren't exaggerating. It matters little that most Americans now know we were on the money. It's too little, too late, and too many voters appear ready to gamble on four more years of the same. John McCain and his billionaire puppeteers, they count on Americans falling asleep when he speaks. But we need to be wide awake, speaking out, organizing, doorbelling, raising money, and being sand, not oil, in the world's gears.